Service already in progress.
Feed you. If you're thirsty, he will satisfy you. If you are broken, he will heal you. And if you are lost, he will find you. Because Jesus himself says that he came to seek and to save that which was lost. Can I get a witness? Amen. The choir say we need to stand up and be a witness. Amen? Amen. Amen. So, church, we must have a desire to see Jesus. Then, church, we must be careful. Becoming too familiar can blind you. When you spend too much time around the same places, the same people, and the same routines, your brain take a shortcut. You start seeing what you expect to see rather than what you are actually seeing. You start hearing what you expect to hear rather than what is actually being said. Now, Nazareth did not recognize Jesus as the Messiah because of his familiar, ordinary upbringing. You know, Matthew's chapter 13 and verses 53 through 58, Matthew's tells us that Jesus had just finished teaching in parables. And he returned to Nazareth where he was brought up. And those who had watched him grow from childhood into adulthood were amazed at his wisdom in his mighty works. Yet, their amazement never developed into faith. They started focusing on irrelevant things. They said, "We know him. That's Joseph's son. Y'all know how we say it. We watched that boy grow up. That's James and Joseph and Simon and Judas' brother. And didn't he have some sisters? I believe the sisters still live here." They started focusing on irrelevant things, but they didn't know Jesus' identity. Isn't that amazing, church?
Yeah.
The people closest to Jesus missed him. The Bible says they took offense in him, and they rejected him. They wanted to know, where did he get his wisdom and these mighty works? Because they knew him. They had watched him grow up. Isn't he the carpenter's son? They focused on his earthly family instead of his heavenly father. They knew his mother Mary. The Bible tells us that. They knew his brothers, James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas. They knew his sisters. They knew his occupation as a carpenter. Because they were so familiar with his humanity, they became blind to his deity. They rejected him. Amen?
Amen.
They rejected Jesus. Somebody can come to church, sit on the same, well, we don't have pews anymore. Sit in the same chair for 40 years. And still not know Jesus. You can wear a choir robe and still not know Jesus. You can serve on every committee and still not know Jesus. You can even preach sermons and still not know Jesus. The devil doesn't mind you having church. Child, we had good church today. Well, what did the preacher preach about?
Come on.
I don't remember, but he said, "Touch your neighbor." And I was a little confused because the Bible says, "Love your neighbor, not touch your neighbor." Can I get a witness here this morning? The devil doesn't mind you having church. He just doesn't want church to have you. He doesn't want the preach word to fall on good grounds. And if you're not careful, He will pluck that word from your heart before you walk through those double doors. Anybody come looking for Jesus today? Is there anybody in here that came to see Jesus today? Well, he's here. I have you know he is here. You are in the right place today. Can anybody in here feel him on the altar of your heart? Can you feel him right now? Can you feel his divine presence right now? Anybody looking for Jesus? Because a glance is not enough. The rich young ruler came looking, but he left unchanged. Matthews came looking, but he was transformed. What's the difference? One wanted information. What good things must I do to inherit eternal life? And the other one wanted Jesus. One wanted answers. The other one wanted surrender. One held tight on to his money, but the other one let everything go. Some people come to Jesus asking, fix my children, fix my finances, fix my marriage, fix my body. There's nothing wrong with asking Jesus, but after he fixes it, do you still want him? Would you still praise him if he never gave you another dollar? Yes. Would you still worship him if he never healed another sickness? Yes. Yes. Would you still love him if he didn't answer your prayer the way you wanted him to?
Yeah.
Because mature Christians don't just love the blessings, we love the blesser. Yes. Oh, how I love Jesus.
Yes.
Because he first loved me. Anybody came to see Jesus this morning?
Amen.
Anybody want Jesus?
Yes.
I want Jesus this morning.
Yes.
Just give me Jesus.
Yes.
Not just his gifts, not just his miracles, not just his blessings. I want Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, how I love Jesus.
Yes.
Because he first loved me. As I prepare to go to my seed church, know that diligent seekers will find Jesus. The Bible says that the Bible doesn't say God rewards church attenders. It doesn't say he rewards talented singers. It doesn't say he rewards gifted preachers. The Bible says he rewards those diligently. That means every day. That means when nobody is looking. That means when life is good, even when it's bad, and when prayers are answered, and when prayers are not answered the way you desire. Even when heaven seems silent, Jesus rewards those that diligently seek him. So my brothers and sisters, I tell you this morning, keep seeking.
Yes.
Keep praying.
Yes.
Keep trusting.
Yes.
Keep believing.
Yes.
Don't quit looking, because Jesus is still healing.
Yes.
He is still delivering.
Yes.
He is still saving.
Yes.
He is still opening doors.
Yes.
He is still making a way.
Yes.
And Jesus is still God.
Yes.
Who is this Jesus we have come to see today? On his mother's side, his name is Jesus.
Amen.
But on his father's side, they call him Emmanuel.
Yeah.
On his mother's side, he was 32 years old or so. But on his father's side, he has always been.
Yeah.
On his mother's side, he is from Bethlehem. But on his father's side, he is from Jerusalem. I know him as the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He is my Redeemer. He is my Savior. He is my Deliverer. He is my friend. And he is my Lord and King. Can anybody say that Jesus is their Lord and King?
Yeah.
He is Mary's baby. daddy, but he is God's son. He is our rock in a weary land, and he is worthy to be praised. I know that he's worthy to be praised, church, because on his mother's side, they nailed him to an old rugged cross, and he died on that rugged cross until the sun refused to shine. He died until the earth began to shake. He died until the veil of the temple was torn from top to bottom. They took him down and they laid him in Joseph of Arimathea's borrowed tomb because he wasn't planning on staying long. But on his father's side, he told them, tear this temple down in 3 days, I will raise it up again. And so early Sunday morning, before the dew had left the grass, before the rooster finished crowing, before the woman can finish weeping, Jesus got up. Jesus got up, church. Not with some power, not with most power, but with all power of heaven and earth in his hands. And because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all of our sins are forgiven. Because he lives, church, we have the victory. That's why we have come today, not just to look at Jesus. We have come to see Jesus. Somebody ought to say glory. Somebody ought to say praise him. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for loving us. We thank you for keeping us. Father God, we thank you for restoring us. We thank you for just being God all by yourself. Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord. And the church said amen. Amen.
Church is open. What a wonderful word we heard today from Reverend Cotton. Do you know Jesus? I wouldn't let this opportunity pass me by. Had a chance to give my life to Christ. We don't know what tomorrow may bring, because tomorrow have.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
All right, for sure, on this Friday, we want to let you know that it's the final night of the Greater New Zion Baptist Church's July Summer Revival, where Pastor Danny Prenail from the Latter Rain Pentecostal Church will speak. Your host pastor is Gregory Clark, and the Greater New Zion Baptist Church at 6:30 tonight will be the place you need to be at 3019 3rd Street in Alexandria. Rose of Sharon Baptist Church is having a back-to-school bash. That's going to be tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Legendary Peabody head coach and High School Hall of Fame coach Charles Smith is going to be there. Rose of Sharon Baptist Church is at 1401 Martin Luther King Drive in Alexandria. Your host pastor is Reverend Carl Owens. You need some information, you can contact Edna Quinney, 318. 452-3500.